Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Welcome to today's podcast episode, 5 Ways to Fast Track Your Manifesting Journey. My name is Kay Vlachos from Soul to Soul Wellness, and I'm so glad you're here. I want to help you to discover and drop into conscious manifesting flow in your life. And there are so many beautiful ways we can do this. Today, I'm going to share with you 5 ways that work for me, and I would love for you to explore whichever ways resonate with you in your life. The most important part of this manifesting journey is to choose ways which feel aligned to your soul and feel really good in your body to explore. So whatever I share with you, check in with your intuition to see whether it really is a good fit for you, then take action from this feel-good space. Before we get into my fast-track manifesting tips for you, if you are committed to manifesting consciously in your life, you're going to want to listen to my last few podcast episodes too in this series, as these episodes build on each other. Individually, they are powerful. Together, they are super powerful. When you listen to these episodes, you are going to drop yourself into the manifesting portal. So after listening to today's episode, if it feels good for you, go back and listen to episode 118, 4 Ways to Thrive in Your Life, episode 117, 3 Simple Ways to Manifest Your Dream Life, and one of my most popular episodes with a beautiful client of mine who has been integrating my teachings into her life successfully over the last couple of years, episode 113, Dream Journeying with Steely Reed. I will make sure to add these podcast links into the show notes for you so they're easy to find. Now, I'm currently applying these manifesting tips into my own life too, of course, and across all areas of my life. I like to manifest everything that is important to me in the current time frame. I don't limit myself to one thing or another. So I am currently manifesting in business, health, happiness, relationships, for my mental well-being, my emotional well-being, and self-belief. There is so much more we can manifest, and everybody has their own focuses in their lives. So use my tips for anything and everything in your life. This is what is so cool about our manifesting journey. It is infinite, and the only limits are the limits that you place on your imagination. So dream big, then dream bigger. And if you really want to become a super manifester, then jump on and watch my free Super Manifester Masterclass, where we go deep into the details of manifesting for my super committed manifestors across the globe. Now, I'm thankful that you have been listening across the different parts of the world. It's so exciting to see, including Australia, the USA, Europe, South America, and New Zealand. Thank you for listening. Let's manifest. Now, when you listen to episode 117, I share with you what I've manifested on my journey to date and how you can apply these 3 simple steps that I'm about to share with you now to creating whatever you desire in your life. This is a great place to start if you are new to your manifesting journey. And if you've already listened to this episode, you will know that focus, consistency, and commitment to your dreams and desires are the key to manifesting. And I share in detail why and how you can go about that doing for yourself in episode 117. I really love sharing all these with my family and my loved ones, and I have been sharing them with them across all areas of my life, and I only ever share with you what I know works. So we use these manifesting tips to help us to travel. I've used it in my sporting career, in the two businesses that my hubby and I pour our energy into nurturing, in my personal relationships, and most importantly, learning to love myself first and foremost and to take amazing care of myself in my day-to-day life. Remember, we are always manifesting in every moment. Our manifesting superpowers, as I like to call them, are impacted greatly by our conviction to make it happen. Whatever it is you are choosing to manifest for yourself, how committed are you to making it happen in your life? If you commit to your dreams, visions, goals, you will make your dreams come true. When you don't give up on them, then this is the most important part. Take a look at what you are perhaps manifesting right now in your life and ask yourself these questions. Am I focused on my dream right now? Or is my focus on something else? Am I showing up consistently for my dreams to come true, taking important action steps towards them? And how committed am I to my dreams really? Now, if you're feeling stuck or you don't understand why your dreams are not coming true, ask yourself whether you are applying all those three steps to your life. Are you focused? Are you consistent? Are you committed? Episode 117, great listen. You see, if you really want to create your dream life, you will not let the stories or excuses deter you from making it happen. You will find a way to get there. You will problem solve along the way, and you will be so proud of yourself when you do all these things for yourself. You will discover just how resilient you are, that you are indeed an amazing problem solver in your life, and that life has incredible ways of supporting us when we show up for ourselves. Then, once you've applied these steps to your life, you will want to learn how to thrive in your life and stop living in survival mode. These go hand in hand. Survival mode is when we are winging our way through life. We feel like we're always struggling when we don't have to live in struggle street. It's a matter of perception. And when you flip the switch in your mindset and you start focusing on thriving, guess what happens? And in episode 118, I share with you in detail four ways that you can start thriving right now if you are struggling, so that you can take charge in your life of your life. Stop feeling like life is going to throw you curveballs every day and realize that when you choose a different way and a different focus, you can immediately start shifting everything in your life for the better, to feel better, to do better and achieve more if this is what you desire to do. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you will know that my top tip is always taking care of your energy, because your energy is everything. And without great energy, you cannot create and sustain this amazing life that you are living right now. And we are here to create. This is one of the reasons I believe we are here on this earth, to creatively express ourselves and our desires. We creatively express ourselves every day from moment to moment, 24/7, in our awakened state, in our sleep state, from the thoughts we think to the words we speak, write and type, to the conversations we have, the food we cook, to the ways we design and decorate our homes, to the cars we choose for our transport, to the subjects we choose to study and the careers we build for ourselves, to the families we create for ourselves. We are always creating, always. We are also given dreams, desires, and visions because they are showing us the way forward in our lives. They are showing us where to place our energy, time, and attention, and we are being shown what we can indeed experience in this 3D world through our dreams, desires, and visions that we create. We get to choose what dreams, desires we bring to life as well. We are supposed to be living our dreams in this dream life, not just talking about them and procrastinating and hoping and wishing that they will come true. We are supposed to take action and bring them to life. They will come true when you focus and commit to your dreams and persist. To create these dreams, we use our energy. Our energy levels need to be replenished on a daily basis. And if you knew how important your energy levels are to creating your dream life, and your dreams mean everything to you, you will do whatever it takes to make sure your energy levels are your number one priority. You will ensure that you try to get a good night's sleep regularly. You will drink more water. You will eat foods which give you energy and help you feel good. You will move your body regularly. You will accept that you are a student for life and remain open to learning. You will adopt a positive focus to your life. You will surround yourself with the right people for you who cheer you on to succeed and don't pull you down. You will also become good at taking care of your energetic boundaries, deciding where your precious energy reserves get distributed and to whom. You will do the things that you know give you energy and plug the holes where your energy leaks out to. And every day you will choose this over and over again because you know this is how you create your dream life. Start by taking great care of you. I consider this a basic fundamental that every one of us can focus on. And oh my gosh, will your life completely transform when you make your energy levels your top priority and you learn how to maintain them at a good level consistently. Now, as my last three episodes build on one another to help you absorb in bite-sized chunks all this amazing information that I feel called to share with you here, and I currently teach my clients in my practice, then take with you whatever resonates and feels good to try out in your own life and have fun doing this. It's not so serious, guys. I know I can sound serious sometimes, but if you just sprinkle fun into everything that you choose to do and you focus on fun when it comes to creating energy levels that help you feel amazing, you will look forward to waking up every day to do the things that you love that help you feel amazing. Now, the third episode that I'm referring to that I'd love you to listen to after today's episode is episode 120, How to Not Let Your Fears Hold You Back in Your Life. This is such an important episode to listen to because the only thing that stops us from living our dream lives is our fears, our stories that we tell ourselves, that we let convince ourselves that we are not good enough or that we can't do the thing, or what will people think or say if we do? Who are we to dream big and then make our dreams come true? Especially if our ancestors and our family have not done it for themselves yet, who are we to think that we can, right? I want you to know you are good enough, you are deserving, you can create whatever kind of life you desire to create. And your family can too. If they're a part of your dream, they probably have their own dreams. You can do the thing. It doesn't matter what other people think because you will align with people who dream big like you once you start making your dreams come true for yourself. And those who are not aligned will fall away unless they too decide to step up to the plate and make their dreams come true for themselves. But you can't do this for them. You will learn that when you are focused on living your dream life, you stay in your own lane. You run, walk, create your own path in life, and you celebrate others who are doing the same in their lives. You learn from teachers and mentors who seemingly have been dropped into your life to help you upskill so that you can continue on your manifesting way. and you teach and mentor those who are here to learn from you too. There is this beautiful flow to this journey, and if you are on this journey right now with me, you will know exactly what I'm referring to, because you feel it in every cell of your being and you desire to keep repeating it in your life for yourself. You want your children and your partners to jump on the Manifesting Mojo train with you too, because it's an awesome way to live. If the dream is big enough in your heart, you find a way to not let your fears hold you back, because you know you are meant to make your dreams come true and nothing is going to stand in your way. In episode 120, I show you how to embrace your fears, take them on the journey with you, show them just like you would your own child or little sister or little brother, how we can still make our dreams come true, even though we can feel scared whilst doing it. Experiencing fear is not a sign to stop you on your manifesting journey, unless the fear is a valid fear. And in episode 120, I share with you how you talk to your fears to identify whether they are valid or not and what to do after that. And I walk you through examples that come up for me in my life and show you how I'm navigating them in my life. Of course, as much as I love sharing what I'm learning in my life and what I see working, not only in my own life, in the lives of my clients and loved ones who are adopting my teachings for themselves, I also love working with you face to face via Zoom, video, anywhere in the world. And I love my Zoom energy healings so much, as well as my in-person energy healings here on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. And I love the fact that with technology, we can work with anyone, anywhere in the world, including my in-person retreats, such as my retreat coming up in Bali later this year. My retreats have been created with my beautiful co-host, Catherine Mokes, to help you fast track your manifesting journey with us in person, taking our time together to ensure that we get to know each other in the most intimate, beautiful setting, that we can support you on your manifesting journey, which is unique to you, away from our everyday routines, where you can fully focus on you. Take the time to reflect and deepen your own self-care practice and rituals. Perhaps you'll learn some new rituals to integrate into your life with us, and you get to have a holiday. This is such an important thing for Kat and I, for you to enjoy this holiday with us. We understand how the busyness of our lives can stop us from doing the things that matter most in our lives. And that is making the time to get to know ourselves and spending time with ourselves. You see, how do we create amazing lives for ourselves when we do not make the time to know what we want, know what we truly desire, and then know how to identify this for ourselves without learning to go within, learning to turn our attention inward, to learn about our inner world, to communicate with our inner world, and to understand how our inner world communicates with us, the part of us that helps us to create this amazing life, the part of us that has all the answers that we are searching for. The power of a retreat gives you such a powerful, immersive experience that is encoded in every cell of your being. When you immerse yourself for 3 days or 7 days or a month or 6 months, your body gets coded with new ways of being. It gets to rest and replenish. You have time to spend with you, yourself, and you. And when you rest in this way, this allows your intuition to open right up. And when you open right up to receive, you receive your answers, your guidance, your messages and downloads. The more we rest, the more we learn how to quieten the outside noise. the more we recognize it, the ways that our messages come into our being and come into our lives for us. We recognize what is best for us, who is good for us. And this is why our beautiful guests have chosen our Bali retreat in October this year to gift themselves this mind and heart opening experience, to code into their bodies a new way of being, an up-leveling which they know in their hearts is going to add and accumulate even more deliciousness into their lives in every way. Our guests who are attending our upcoming Bali retreat get to bring back this deliciousness back into their everyday lives. They will be able to draw on their learnings from the week with us, capture the memories forever in their hearts, make new lifelong soul connections here, and most importantly, bring back the confidence to know how to integrate the new ways of being into their own lives in their own unique way, which feels good for them. You see, no one's lives are the same. No one. Not even the people who you live with in your home. We all have different, maybe similar at times, but never the same journey. Kat and I get to share with you in detail in Bali how we are indeed creating our own dream lives for ourselves right now. Kat is a beautiful single mum who is not letting this stereotype dictate what her upper limits are for herself. She travels every opportunity she gets with her children. She is building two businesses on her own, and she is such a beautiful light to everyone who meets her. I'm in awe of the way that Kat is navigating her life. I really am. And that she has no upper limits for herself. She's a gifted intuitive and sound healer who hosts sound healing events here on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and designs and sells sound healing tools to our community. Now, if you'd like to meet Kat yourself virtually, I've had the opportunity to interview her a couple of times now on my podcast. So I'll add the links to these chats in the podcast show notes for you too, so you can feel her. You can feel the call to listen to her personal story and meet her before you meet us in Bali. Now, when I look at our guests who are coming along to Bali with us in October this year, all of whom I get to work with in my one-on-one mentoring practice and healing room, they are women who are focused on their dreams currently. They're committing to making their dreams come true, and they are showing up for themselves no matter what. Whether their dreams be creating an amazing life for themselves, their children, their partners, their businesses, whether they're creating and selling businesses that they've poured their energy into, manifesting new possessions into their lives, including buying homes, cars, whatever is important to them, building their self-confidence, traveling and devoting themselves to their own personal growth and connecting to their intuition intimately. This is what I'm watching them do. They're listening to their hearts, trusting their intuitive guidance, making decisions to support their well-being. They've trusted the call to come to Bali with every inch of their being. And this always signals to me in my mentoring practice, when a client says yes to themselves in this way, whether they're booking in a healing with me via Zoom, whether they're coming into my healing room or attending my events such as our Bali retreat in October, when they say yes to themselves, they're about to walk through their soul expansion gateway. And this is so exciting because I know they are about to experience magic in their lives to create more magic. It is so powerful, so, so powerful. And I get so excited for them when I meet them, when they keep returning, like it really fills my heart up. I'm watching these guests learn to create strong energetic boundaries around themselves because they value taking great care of themselves, minimizing their energy leaks where they can. And if they find themselves off path, it's often temporary because they have a well-stocked wellness toolkit that they can dip into. to help them come back to their center, come back to their path that they desire to be walking along. Bali will be here in a little over a month, so you know you are meant to join us. You will know. And if you'd like to snap up one of the last couple of spots, reach out to me today and let's make sure you don't miss out. I will include the link here to our amazing retreat, so go and check out your rooms. They are pretty cool. We're going to be spending most of our time in our retreat. And on my website, you will see all the super duper cool experiences that we have planned for all of us to experience together. I'm so excited to be creating these magical memories with you. I'm super thankful to every one of you who has said yes to yourself. This is going to be such an epic retreat experience for us all. And if you are interested in fast tracking on your manifesting journey to get you to Bali, I'm going to share with you now the five ways you can do this for yourself right now. Some of them you will definitely know, and some may be new to you. So take whatever resonates with you, as I mentioned before. Take a look at the ways that you are manifesting in your life also right now. And if there's anything that you can add to your manifesting rituals that feels good for you, which might indeed supercharge your manifesting journey in your life and fast track you on your way to manifesting success. So number one, learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable is the fastest way to grow, in my opinion. Often when we feel uncomfortable, we halt ourselves on our journey, on our personal journey. I want to invite you to sit with the idea of being comfortable to feel uncomfortable. Because when we are new to manifesting or making a dream come true, which we had not experienced before, there is a lot we do not know. Because it may be the first time we are about to experience the dream, desire, or vision. So can you accept that feeling uncomfortable may be the new norm for you as you keep growing and as you keep manifesting new experiences? In fact, one of my healing clients often says to me that this is the one mantra she reminds herself of on her journey, especially when she knows she is stepping into a new soul expansion gateway for herself. So imagine it as a door, and she's about to step through that doorway into a new way of being. She reminds herself that if she feels uncomfortable and that she's willing to sit in that uncomfortableness, that is exactly where she is supposed to be. And she is guaranteed growth on the other side of this feeling. I often encourage my clients who have their own businesses and are deciding on what price points to charge that if they feel comfortable, raise the price until it feels a little uncomfortable. Stick with that price and see what happens. Number two, visualize your future self. Take a moment and close your eyes and visualize 5 to 10 years forward in your life. Where do you see yourself? What are you doing? How did you get here? What did you do to get here? Did you have to change anything in your life in the previous 5 to 10 years, or are you right on track? And when you connect to the future version of yourself, what is she most proud of about your journey? Does she have any guidance or advice to give you for now, for right now? I encourage you to spend a few minutes in a quiet space, close your eyes, and access the future version of yourself 5 to 10 years down the track, because this is such a powerful exercise which connects you with a version of yourself that does not exist yet and invites the essence of who she is into your being right now so that you can embody her right now in your life and channel her expansive energy into your body. Try this for yourself and see how good it makes you feel to connect with your future self in this way. This exercise also opens up the energy portal for you to draw her to you now, like a magnet, and brings this experience to you faster. You get clear about what your journey looks like, and you know exactly why you're waking up every day and what you're working so hard for. So why wouldn't you attract this energy into your being and into your life right now? Number three, prioritize. When you ask your future self what action steps she'd like you to take right now, prioritize them in order of importance. Ask her what is the most important step for you to take right now. Focus on that. Then once that is completed, you can go and visit her again and ask her what the next step is. She may indeed give you a list of steps the very first time you connect with her. Ask her what order you are to take action on them. Prioritize. It's an important one. Number four, act now. Do one thing now. Do the one thing now. I'll repeat myself. Do the one thing now that will move you closer to your dream. Do another thing tomorrow, which will move you closer to your dream. Then another thing the next day. Create momentum in your life, which will put you in the flow of what you are creating. Remember, take action now. And lastly, don't let your fears hold you back. Learn to embrace your fears. I find that when my dream is bigger than my fear, I always find a way of making it happen because that excitement is calling me rather than the fear. Learn to be comfortable with being the uncomfortable, like I said in my number one tip, in order to grow and evolve faster in your day-to-day life. Remember, being uncomfortable doesn't mean we stop going after our dreams. And being uncomfortable and being fearful, two totally different things. Being fearful does not mean we do stop going after our dreams either. I find with my clients who are working through their fears that arise for them that when they feel supported, when their fears feel supported, and when they learn to keep their focus on the vision, the dream, the goal, the actual focus on what becomes more powerful in their energy field. So what they focus on, rather than focusing on the fear, when you focus on the fear, it takes your focus away from the vision, the dream, the goal. Do you get it? So all you have to do is shift your focus to your vision, your dream, and your goal. And if you continually focus on your fear, that is going to grow. If you continually focus on your dream, your vision, your goal, that is going to grow and that is going to become more powerful in your energy field. So be sure to focus on what will help you achieve the kind of success you dream of. You would not be listening to today's episode right now if you are not someone who really craves success in their lives, whether it be in your relationships, business, career, sport, self-development, finances, wealth accumulation, happiness, and health. So if you're still listening to today's episode, I want to leave you with one of my mantras, which is to live a life with no regrets. Okay, my beautiful friend, live a life with no regrets. If you commit to this for yourself and you let this be your mantra, you will not allow yourself to not go after your dreams, and you will be led in your life in the most magical way. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you love about these podcast episodes and indeed what you are manifesting in your life. And if there is any way I can assist you through my mentoring or whether you are going to reach out to let me know that you want to come to Bali with me, you know what to do. Reach out. And let's chat, go out and have a magical day. thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.